We should all understand the importance of making Jesus Christ the center of our families. That's something that Nancy Lohan discovered when she found herself out of work. Through virtually all the trials and challenges of her life, Nancy has known this most important truth.
I've always loved the Lord. I have a heart to serve Him and to share Him.
That love and attitude of service arose early in her life. Nancy grew up in a church-going Christian family.
We went 3 times a week. Every time the door was open, we were there. And I grew up singing in the children's choirs, the youth choirs, the adult choir.
That experience and faith sustained her and her husband during very difficult professional periods when jobs were changed or eliminated.
The last time was very devastating because we had just bought a house. And I had my mother-in-law living with us who got diagnosed with cancer. And it was tough because when I got laid off the job, we didn't know about her yet. But just a couple of months later, we found out, and everybody said, "That's why you're here, to take care of her."
Nancy's grateful she had the opportunity to care for her mother-in-law in the final months of her life.
It was an experience I won't forget, and from that, I was able to take care of my mom, who suffered from dementia, and then I stayed with my dad the last 2 years of his life.
In terms of regular employment,
I still don't have a job, except the jobs God's giving me to do of taking care of others and serving Him.
Nancy and her husband wound up losing their home.
And that was a big challenge, but it deepened my faith. It greatly deepened my faith. I grew so much closer to the Lord. I was so much more dependent on Him because we had no money coming in the door for 2 years.
But through all those very difficult times,
but it was just walking with the Lord. That's the only way we could do it. Only way I could survive it.
And her faith in God not only survives, it thrives.
And He has provided. All the way through, He has provided. He's taken care of me, so my husband and I.
To learn more about trusting God in the hardest times of your life, go to the top of this page and click on Grow Your Faith. I'm Mike McLean.